up whatever you would like at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. We give them to you for free. And if you would like, you can interact with the website. I mean, yeah, you can go and look at it and everything, but you can also click on the voting tallies. Each number as you go down the page next to an item is the total number of votes that the item has. The items are submitted by listeners like you and are voted on by listeners like you. So you can do all of those things. Vote them up, vote them down, submit new content to the site. And what you submit can be anything that's online, anything that you can link to, anything that's on YouTube or a news article or a blog post. Submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears in the upcoming stories page where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it to the front page of the site. So do go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. And so Nemi and Mark joining me as usual here this evening. We will, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. We're going to start out tonight with some, well, a topic that's pretty disturbing and that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and that is suicide. But specifically, the suicides of U.S. military soldiers, veterans, etc. And McClatchy News Service, McClatchyDC.com, has the story. Marine Corps Private Lazarek T. Caldwell slit his wrists. Ugh. And spurred a legal debate that's consuming the Pentagon as well as the nation's top military appeals court. On Tuesday, the court wrestled with the wisdom of prosecuting Mr. Caldwell after his January 2010 suicide attempt. Though Caldwell pleaded guilty, he and his attorneys now question his original plea and the broader military law that makes self-injury a potential criminal offense. The questions resonate amid what Pentagon leaders have called an epidemic of military suicides. Senior Judge Walter Cox III said, "If suicide is indeed the worst enemy the armed forces have, then why should we criminalize it when it fails?" For 40 minutes Tuesday morning, Cox and the four other members of the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces sounded deeply ambivalent about the complexities involved in prosecuting members of the military who try to kill themselves. Because nothing's going to make you feel better after failing at your suicide attempt than the prospects of being
prosecuted and sitting in jail
right,
for it. Yeah.
Locked up in prison.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Believe me, I'm sure they can figure out ways to kill themselves in prison. I know that there's several ways to do it. They often give men razors in prison,
mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take much to pry the blade out of those razors.
Nope.
They give men sheets, and it doesn't take much to rip the end off of a sheet and use it just as a cord, tie it around the end of your bed, and just kind of scoot down so that it gets tightened up around your neck. You don't need to hang yourself from the ceiling. That's just for dramatic purposes.
This is the military we're talking about. They do give you guns.
Well, not in jail.
Someone who wants to die is going to die. That's, you know, unless they're in solitary confinement.
Yep.
You know,
well, it's solitary confinement. I've been in jail, and I've seen them kill themselves in confinement.
Yeah.
So, back to the story here. While several judges sounded skeptical about the government's claim that Caldwell's actions brought discredit to the Marine Corps, judges also sounded hesitant about ruling out prosecution altogether. Another judge said, "I question whether it's up to us to say that under no circumstance can someone be prosecuted. Isn't that up to Congress?" Well, way
Not
to make
really.
A stand.
Right.
Way to make a stand, which is very typical of government bureaucrats. I mean, look, Mr. Stuckey, the judge in this case, you have the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. You have the opportunity to do the right thing and make a statement and say, you know what, this is a terrible bit of this military code of conduct or U.S. military code of justice. This is a terrible provision, and we are no longer going to hear cases that have anything to do with suicide.
Well,
case dismissed.
That's a small step in the right direction, but really what they should be asking themselves over there is, why are people committing suicide?
Well, the judges, that's not their issue.
I got
right?
it.
They're only deciding
He
on whether or not to prosecute them.
He can put out a memorandum with that ruling that says, you know, what...
A military judge is not going to come out with a memorandum that says, you know, we really should stop all these overseas wars which are driving our military members to kill themselves.
He doesn't have to say that. He can say that, you know, that they need to find out why these people are killing themselves. I don't think it's just the overseas wars. I think there's lots of reasons. I think that that's a large reason, but, you know, you have to ask yourself, why would somebody do this? Well, probably being caught in what they consider to be a dead-end job that they don't want to be in for the next 3 or 4 years probably doesn't help them. And then, you know, maybe getting a less than honorable discharge or something like that. That's not going to help them. So they really feel like they're stuck in a situation. I mean, I think that the military has all kinds of things that it does that need to be looked at. Why are more people in the military killing themselves than the enemy is?
Meaning the enemy is not killing themselves, but the enemy is killing the military members.
The suicide rate is higher than the death rate.
Right. The combat death rate.
Right.
The
correct.
Military is more deadly to our soldiers than it is to the enemy.
Yeah.
I mean... So, yeah, Mark, he could make that statement, but I'm just asking him to do the right thing and make the statement that we're not going to tolerate this anymore. But they're so political that they won't even make that, they won't even take that strong position to say, we're going to put our foot down. This is wrong. You guys, no more prosecuting. We're not going to hear these cases. You don't get to prosecute people for attempted suicide anymore. Thanks. Goodbye. They could make a statement like that, but no, they're already equivocating, saying that, well, I question whether it's all up to us to say that under no circumstance can someone be prosecuted. Congress and the White House might, in fact, get into the act, according to McClatchy. Earlier this year, Defense Department General Counsel Jeh Johnson asked a Pentagon advisor...
Yeah.
J-E-H. Asked a Pentagon advisory committee to consider recommendations revising the manual for courts martial so that a genuine attempt at suicide may not require disciplinary action.
Now, why is it okay to say a genuine suicide attempt in this case, but it's not okay for that Republican legislator to have said legitimate rape?
Oh, Mark.
Well,
really?
You could have a fake...
you can have someone who's talking about suicide for the purpose of getting attention.
Right, and you can have somebody lie about having been raped. I just don't think it's, you know, this judge doesn't step in it here, but somehow that nut that thought that, you know, getting raped, somehow the body shuts down, I don't know, the female body kills sperm or something like that. I mean, that was the thing to go after this guy for, but this term, legitimate rape, seems silly.
I would agree. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about this on the show. The legitimate rape comment was absolutely disgusting in my view. But I also...
His comment about legitimate rape and people blowing it up. Well,
yeah.
Why?
Well, because in my opinion, if it's rape, it's legitimate rape. It's not fake rape. You don't make up rape.
Does it legitimate rape kind of indicate that it's not fake rape? I mean, like, there are fake
it's
rapes.
It's redundant.
Right?
I would not agree that there are
what
fake rapes.
What does that mean, a fake rape? What's
okay,
that supposed
so
to mean?
A legitimate rape would be a rape that actually occurred. An illegitimate rape would be a rape that somebody claimed happened and that did not.
That would be a lie, Mark.
Okay. A lie would be something that was not a legitimate rape. Legitimate comes from the root word legal. And so therefore, that means that it would have to fit the criteria of the law in order to have been a rape. And if it wasn't one of those, then it wasn't a legitimate rape. That's all the guy was saying.
It's either a rape or it's not a rape.
That wasn't all the guy was saying. The guy went on to say that the female body can shut down the product of a... It was just patently absurd.
That part's absurd. Absolutely. He doesn't understand biology.
I'm certainly not saying that there are not people in the world who lie, but I don't believe that the phrase legitimate rape, I think it's redundant.
Well,
because
my concern is that if you go after somebody for having said the words legitimate rape, then what it says is that anytime anybody says rape, that it's okay to prosecute whoever the hell they said that they raped them. And I find that be a little scary.
Well, I would disagree. I would say the evidence certainly has to be there to support going after someone for a conviction. But I also can discern a difference between a genuine suicide attempt and someone who's just trying to get attention, as Ian said, or maybe just trying to get out of work. You know, hey, if I slice up my wrists a little bit, I'll get some attention from my friends, or maybe my CEO will send me home, and I won't have to go to work today.
I think that that's probably been done in the military and probably been done in other places, too, where you basically have slave labor.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about military suicides, being called an epidemic by their own people. 855-453. You can take control as well.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 28, 2012. Gold open this morning at 1735.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,778.47, $889.24 for a half ounce, or $444.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,778.47, $889.24, and $444.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff on our site, and they're all there. It's all there for free for you. So go to Archives. You can get the archives there and grab as many of the shows as you would like. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, News Updates, the mobile site, the webcam, and that's only a fraction of everything that's available there. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive, and know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. SACL is really three companies in one because they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. SACL, C-A-I, you can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you a story from McClatchy News Service, McClatchyDC.com, on the Marine Corps, I guess he's, well, it says he's a Marine Corps private. Doesn't call him a veteran, so I presume that means he's still on active duty.
Seems reasonable.
Slit his wrists, and then was prosecuted by the military, by the Marine Corps' prosecutors, because his actions brought discredit to the Marine Corps. A real Marine wouldn't have done that.
Right. Honor duty country.
I agree that they, from their perspective, that it did bring discredit upon the Marine Corps.
I don't understand how that brings any discredit on the Marine Corps. If you went and slit your wrists at home tonight, Mark, it wouldn't have anything to do with Free Talk Live.
I wouldn't be living on Free Talk Live's property, nor would I be in a situation where Free Talk Live would prosecute me and throw me in jail if I tried to leave their property without their permission.
Well, I don't think that the prosecution was a concern for this guy when he slit his wrist.
I absolutely agree, but I think that the conditions under which he slit his wrist do bring discredit to the Marines.
I don't even know how to address that, so I'm just going to go on. Earlier this year, their defense counsel asked a Pentagon advisory committee to consider recommendations revising the manual for courts-martial so that a genuine attempted suicide may not require disciplinary action. They may make a suggestion on that, eventually, that being the Joint Service Committee on Military Justice. Everyone agrees there's a problem. Last year, the 301 known military suicides accounted for 20% of U.S. military deaths. From 2001 to August 2012, the U.S. military counted 2,676 suicides. Now, I thought that y'all had said that there were more suicides than there were
casualties. That's a statistic that I had read. I follow this pretty closely. And in my going back through my information here from June of this year, the 154 suicides for active duty troops in the first 155 days of the year far outdistanced the U.S. forces killed in action in Afghanistan, about 50% more, according to Pentagon statistics as obtained by the AP.
Interesting.
So I think
this year there have been more of them?
It really depends on your pool of data. Are we talking about people who are active duty?
Veterans?
And veterans.
Right, because if you add veterans in there, you get a higher number.
Right. Are we talking about people who are stationed abroad? Or are we talking about people who are active duty at home? It really depends on the pool that you're talking about. I mean, statistics, what's that famous quote from Twain? There's statistics and lies, and then there's statistics.
Damn lies. Lies, and then there's statistics.
Right, yeah. There you go. So I really think that it really depends on your source, but it is certainly a problem. I mean, 154 suicides in the first 155 days of 2012 is insane to me.
When you bring in the veterans into the numbers, as McClatchy does here in a moment, it really starts to make them big. I mean, these points out here, it was last year, it was only 301 known military suicides. That was just last year. And then according to the numbers, there were 3,871 veterans who were enrolled in VA care that killed themselves in 2008 and 2009. So, those aren't the same years, so we're not comparing apples to apples, but, it's still pretty close. 301 in the last year, military active duty people killed themselves, and then over a two-year span, 3,871 in VA care killed themselves. So let's just call that 1,500, an average of 1,500 to 2,000 per year killing themselves in VA care. Then add to that the active deaths, and it's only another 100.
It's a frightening statistic, and it makes one wonder why. I mean, I know PTSD is an epidemic, as are brain injuries. We've read in the past that PTSD seems to be worse in the worst in people that feel guilt, and I've looked into this guilt aspect of it, and that seems, what they say there seems to be true, and the guilt seems to be centered on a couple of things. Either A, what they did over there, and, you know, maybe seeing children blown apart and things like that as a result of their actions or the actions of their comrades, and that can be tough. Or they feel guilt for leaving their comrades over there in the hands of the evil enemy. So they'll actually, you know, there's a couple of aspects to it.
In my experience, it's certainly not that I'm all worldly on this, but I did grow up military, and I have several friends who are or were in the military. And it's certainly the former more than the latter, in my experience, Mark, that people are killing themselves because of the guilt they feel over what they saw or what they did personally.
I it's hard to find the statistics. There aren't any statistics that I can tell on this is why people, you know, are experiencing the PTSD and stuff like that. But I do, you know, certainly there are a lot of people that have had a lot of guilt over what they've seen and what they feel they've been a part of.
Active duty members of the military who succeeded in killing themselves are treated as having died honorably.
I think that's an interesting distinction to make, too.
However, active duty members who try and fail may be prosecuted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice if the suicide attempt is deemed conduct that causes prejudice to good order and discipline or has a tendency to bring the service into disrepute. Which, of course, will certainly not result in them being discharged honorably, I don't imagine, at that point. You don't think people will think less well of the military if people are killing themselves? Judge Margaret A. Ryan asked rhetorically. The Marine Corps recorded 163 suicide attempts last year and 157 attempts so far this year, according to the service's suicide prevention program.
Wait a second here. Is this just the Corps that you were giving numbers on suicides for previously?
No.
Okay.
Last year, the
Marines
known...
have had 160-something suicides. How many were the entire military have? The Marines?
300.
The Marines is a really small force. Compared to the United
they're also
States
the ones
Army?
That move into the situations first.
Yeah,
right?
if they want to catch bullets, they put Marines in there to catch them.
So that would mean they're more likely, I would think, to suffer PTSD and things like that.
I'm just stunned that the Marines make up about half. Is that the number that you're saying?
Yeah, that's
somewhere
what I'm
around half of the U.S. military suicides are Marines. When you're talking about the three other forces. Are just, I mean, they dwarf the Marine in size. I'm going to look at the numbers here
in just
1 second. But when you talk, I would imagine that the Army is somewhere on the scale of 10 to 20 times the size of the Marines.
Okay, well, check it out and let us know. We'll continue here. So 157 attempts so far this year, and those are just attempts. So remember, the original number I gave you, Mark, was 301 suicides. So we don't know how many of those attempts. I guess if it's cataloged an attempt, does that mean it did not succeed? Or do all attempts, you know, have some successes and some not so much?
Generally, when you succeed, it's not considered an attempt.
Okay, 855-450-FREE. That's
a suicide.
Yeah.
You have killed.
It's a successful suicide. It's a legitimate suicide.
Suicide is the term for
success.
So
we weren't comparing the same thing. It was 157 attempts compared to 301 suicides for the whole military. We can continue with this in moments, though. It's Free Talk Live.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of these airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's our message board, bbs.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on our site, we give it away.
I listen to a lot of radio, podcasts, audiobooks, things like that. And here's a podcast I'd like to recommend to you. I think you might really enjoy it. It's called verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins, the guy who does the podcast, he's a friend of ours here at Free Talk Live, and he has a way of getting inside your head and making you feel better. Whenever I listen to Verbal Surgery, at first it starts out that I have to step down from my day, download a podcast, and you know, the first couple of minutes I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, seems it's all a little strange, but before too long, he's actually made me feel better, and I think he can do it for you. Verbalsurgery.com, he has some kind of psychological techniques that make you feel better. Check it out, verbalsurgery.com, you'll be happy you did.
Verbal surgery is something completely different.
That's what Ian specializes in, verbalsurgery.com.
All right, so we're talking about suicide, but first let's go to the phones and talk to Wham, calling from Skugelhaven, wherever that is, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Wham.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How are things in Skugelhaven?
I was at work with my friend Abdul from Chicago.
Didn't he call last night and try to say something really terrible on the air?
I don't know.
Okay. Why don't you get to your point?
Make sure you hover over the dump button.
Yeah, we got it.
With him, and we were discussing about this one child we met, and he looked like he needed help, and we went over to talk to him, and he came over and he showed us his car.
Hey, where are you guys from? What, do you guys hang out on, like, some website? Because every now and then we have people invade the show.
One time it was 4chan, and that was really awesome.
No, it wasn't 4chan.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Which one was it?
No, it was...
the people that called in
the
about
vestibule.
The vestibule? I don't know the difference.
Te vestibule. Where are you guys from? Oh, he hung up the phone. I don't even know what he was saying there. But at least we didn't have to dump him that time.
He tried to say the C word.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Just cut him right off.
I didn't cut him off. He was there the whole time. I didn't cut the line.
With your speech.
Oh, okay.
Jumped in just as he was getting ready to say, I tried to say a bad word on the air, and they dumped me.
I think it's just guy or two guys.
Yeah, I think it was the same guy.
You need to get outside more, really.
It's dark out right now.
Well,
in the Northern
not everywhere.
Not everywhere, no.
Like, come on, there's stuff to do at night, too, Mark.
Not outside.
What?
The kid's like 14. How many 14-year-olds do you want running around outside? Stay inside.
Okay.
Find
get
something
some
productive
air
to do. Get your homework
right
done.
Exactly.
Apparently, 855-450-FREE. We're their babysitter at this point. Which, you know, come on. You can be more creative than that, can't you? I guess that's about the level of creativity that you can expect from a teenager. But really, I'm disappointed. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we're talking about suicide, the epidemic of suicides, as it's been called, even by people in the military, where literally hundreds and thousands of people have taken their own lives, both on active duty and after the fact as military veterans in the service of the VA. And we're going through a McClatchyDC.com article about this, where prosecutors are charging people who attempt to kill themselves and fail. So they are now, you know, they're bringing people up on charges. There's an appeals court in the military. Their highest appeals court is now looking at this issue and trying to determine how to handle this. Should the prosecutions continue, or should they make a stand and say no more of this? This is ridiculous to prosecute a man or a woman who has, you know, attempted to hurt themselves in a very, you know, horrible manner. Hmm. Let's not make their lives any worse, okay?
Well, I would think that would be the way to do it. And my understanding is in several states there are civilian laws that prohibit suicide or make it a criminalized suicide or the failed attempt. So you could, in theory, in one of these states be charged with attempted suicide and go to jail. And
right. There are state laws about that, too. So anybody can face this kind of prosecution.
Yeah. Don't have to just be in the military.
Which I think is really awful, and those laws they need to be overturned. This
by the
is
way,
the absence of compassion.
I had talked about the populations of the personnel of the United States military, and I was just off.
Way off.
As far as the numbers in the Marines versus
here.
The Army. I thought that it was really, I really did think it was something like 10 to 20 times, and I guess it's closer from like 2 to, the Army is like 2 to 3 times the size of the Marines.
According to the 2010 demographic reports, as sourced to us from Wikipedia by our board operator, the Army has 561,000, almost 562,000 people, Marine Corps about 203,000, Navy 323,000, Air Force 329,000, and the Coast Guard with 41.
If you wrap in the the reserves into those, the Army's numbers swell exponentially beyond the Marines, but
if you add in the Army Reserve and the Army National Guard, then you go from 561,000, you add in 362 plus 205, so you go over a million at that point.
And that was the number I thought that were in the Army, like, you know, in excess of a million. But I thought the Marines were a much smaller force than that. You know, so you're talking maybe the Army's maybe 5 times larger than the Marines.
Yeah, there you go. So 855-450-FREE. We continue here with the numbers. The Marine Corps recorded 163 suicide attempts just last year and 157 thus far this year, according to the Suicide Prevention Program. Apparently that's not working very well. Statistics for other branches weren't immediately available. Prosecutions are infrequent, but they do occur. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Darren Evans faces murder charges in the death of his roommate at Camp Pendleton in California. Prosecutors have also charged Evans with self-injury because he subsequently threw himself from the third story of his barracks. On the other hand, Medal of Honor recipient and Marine Corps veteran Dakota Meyer recounts in his 2012 memoir that he once put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger in a moment of post-combat distress. The gun, however, wasn't loaded, and Meyer was neither caught nor prosecuted. Well, how could he be prosecuted if he wasn't caught? Now a civilian resident of Oceanside, California, Caldwell was a 23-year-old Marine private in January 2010. He'd been diagnosed with depression and post-traumatic stress disorder after suffering through other personal problems. After Caldwell was told that he was being sent to the brig over the alleged theft of a belt, he slit his wrists with a razor in the barracks of Camp Schwab, Okinawa. The public today views suicide attempts like this as an illness, according to his attorney. Caldwell eventually pleaded guilty to self-injury and received a bad conduct discharge after being convicted of larceny, driving without a license, and possessing the drug known as spice. Case is not about prosecuting suicide or attempted suicide, according to Marine Corps Major David Roberts. He says it's about prosecuting an act that was prejudicial to good order and discipline.
I'd like to interrupt here. He pled guilty to self-injury, received the bad conduct discharge after being convicted of larceny. Different charges resulted in his bad conduct discharge, not the self-injury charge, at least the way this is written.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that K2 or spice is heavily frowned upon in the military. If you're caught with it once at any of the military schools, you're out.
Interesting.
Gone. See ya.
Chief Judge Baker asked skeptically whether the military would charge someone who developed post-traumatic stress after 5 combat tours because the judge thought self-injury was an odd charge for military prosecutors to levy. Hansel suggested one potential solution, telling judges they could set a rule that once a reasonable case has been made that a suicide attempt was genuine, the burden would shift to the government to prove otherwise. It might require an additional policy change from military and political leaders to treat suicide attempts as something other than a crime. So
I think this is asking the military to be something that it isn't, which is a nurturing, compassionate entity. Where, and I don't see that happening, but I also
doesn't look like it's going
to
happen.
I also don't think that this should be a crime that people should be going to jail for. I'm surprised they're not pursuing breach of contract, frankly.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Maybe you want to tell us what your experience was like in the military. Are you suffering from PTSD, and have you had suicidal thoughts? What is your story? 855-450-FREE.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of 1 free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers!
from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there for you on our site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the show. Like Free Talk Live. Want to help support the program? You can do that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that we will take your $5 a month that you contribute to AMP and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And the AMP-only podcast is basically the same as our regular podcast, minus the podcast commercials that the regular podcast has. So some perks involved, but the real reason to do it is to help Free Talk Live get the ideas of freedom out there to as many people as possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go back to your phone calls here, but then Nemi's going to tell us about the military and compassion, or the lack thereof. But first, let's talk to Mitchell, listening in Mississippi to LRN.FM. Hey, Mitchell.
I wanted to talk about Stacey Lawton, the new House representative, who's apparently a felon.
She's actually not a representative anymore. She stepped down earlier today.
She recanted that. She's still interested if the attorney general doesn't or allows her. The law is unclear.
But what's the source on that?
It came out relatively recently, but what concerned me the most was she was like, what she had apparently ran on was like the welfare state and poverty and homelessness, and trying to like make like new expansive programs on those sort of things. And apparently she'd used Social Security disability to essentially subsidize herself while she didn't work, which is pretty outrageous that like the credit card fraud that she's committed, she's only paid about $200 out of like in comparison to $1,800 that she hasn't paid. That's still outstanding from 2 years.
So this is about $150-$180 that she's paid on that since 2008.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah.
Now this is a New Hampshire state rep,
from Nashua.
Right?
Yeah.
And she'd also called the emergency services ambulance line to get a free ride home.
We could fill a whole hour with this. The news has been on fire in New Hampshire about it since late last week when the Laconia Daily Sun broke the story. And I did bring this in for show prep this evening because it's just full of all sorts of twists and turns of credit card fraud, of running for office as a felon, as a transgender woman. Tire slashing, and then there's the theft of services charges that you mentioned up at the Weir's Beach up in Laconia after the fireworks because she didn't want to walk home. So she called for an ambulance.
Did voters
instead.
Know about any of this
no,
prior to
no,
the election?
No, she didn't disclose any of the stuff.
And she'd ran, like, I forgot the exact number, but at least, like, three or four other times, and she'd gotten, like, 20%, and then it was 10%, and then 2% for different city council things, and then
interesting.
She started transitioning. And I hate to say this, but it almost makes me suspicious if she, like, switched genders to... like, to kind of garner media attention and then become, like, a PC kind of...
I doubt that. I wouldn't agree with that, because that's a lot of painful surgery just to get some positive media on your side. She moved to Nashua, is what she did, and we've had plenty of crazy lawmakers out of Nashua. Tom Elsier is another one that I can think of over that way. He does call into the show, and he's another nutbag, if you ask me, quite frankly.
Let's put them both in the same room together, you know, because he would be really uncomfortable being around a tranny.
And so what Stacey said from the accounts that I've read is that she did not put this on the front page of her campaign materials, but she didn't hide it if she was asked about it.
I'm surprised that the people that dig up the skeletons.
Well, there's not much skeleton digging that goes on in New Hampshire state rep races.
Apparently not.
There can be, but not in Nashua. And see, this is the thing, is I think if people are interested in being active, they should go to Nashua, because people are winning because no one's running against them. You know, that's how Tom Elsier got in, and I'm not sure if that's the case that happened here, but certainly, this is insane. I'm surprised that this didn't come out before.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Mitchell. Anything else you wanted to share?
No.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Calling all the way from Mississippi, talking about New Hampshire State House.
Apparently, probably going to move for the Free State Project.
It is definitely national news. There's a lot here. In terms of, let's see, we have someone who has transitioned from male to female, who has moved from Laconia to Nashua, which I'm not sure which is more traumatic, myself. But she's been convicted of credit card fraud, and the caller, Mitchell, you said, mentioned that she's also on SSI. I'm not sure if she's on SSDI or SSI, but there's a great furor that this 28-year-old person is collecting benefits and saying that she's unable to work while she's holding down two state jobs, political offices, and also volunteering on
What's
top
the
of that.
Second job?
I don't have that in front of me. I can find that at
the break.
Certainly
a state rep, and, you know, I mean, if you can go do the work of a state rep, you could do a lot of clerical-type work.
Absolutely.
And it does make one wonder. You know, for the next non-PC thing Mark's going to say for the evening is, if you're going to have votes in a government, I don't think anybody who receives any kind of government benefit, whether that government benefit is SSI, whether it's a government paycheck, whether you work for a company that has a government contract, whether you receive, Social Security as a retirement benefit.
You're a lawyer.
Maybe.
You're saying they shouldn't be able to run for office?
Not to have a vote. I think that the government should represent the taxpayers, the people who are a quote-unquote
the property owners,
net benefit to the government itself. That's the organization.
So should it only go back to property owners or anyone who's like paid a gas tax?
I don't know about...
toilet paper tax?
But there's a toilet paper tax?
Sales tax? Not New Hampshire.
Sales tax doesn't go to the federal government.
Are you only talking about the federal government? You don't mean that, like,
yeah,
state
levels? My interest is peaked. I'm interested to know more about Mark's restrictions on who can...
If Mark were king!
Well, if I were king, many people would vote.
Let's go to the phones.
The first thing I'm going to do is get rid of all those duplicate names of cities, because that makes me sick. Milan, New Hampshire. Lebanon, New Hampshire. You can't come up with your own names?
Let's go to Nick in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Nick.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just was going to make a comment, like... I mean, I'm pro-suicide to a point, if you think about it, and assisted suicide. I'm totally cool with Dr. Kevorkian and whatnot.
Yeah.
What I think you guys are missing the point on is that when you join the military, you sign all your rights away. They own you. So if you're on active duty and you commit suicide, then I can see how they could view it as a crime. Like, I mean, I totally...
From the spirit of breach of contract, sure. And that's why I'm surprised, honestly, that the military has not pursued it from that avenue yet. Going after it as a self-injury? No, that's coming out of, like, equipment, which I guess I can see, too. But I'm really surprised that they didn't go the avenue...
But they give honorable discharges to people that are successful.
Successful.
Why would you give an honorable discharge to a soldier that's successful?
I agree that, too. I mean, I'm on the same page. It doesn't make sense. But it's like, if you're on active duty and you do it, I mean, they own you. That's the reason I'm not in the military.
Sure.
I got you on that point. I do get you, but what if they abuse you? I mean, I would assume that the military, I don't know what the suicide rates are for civilians in the same age brackets, and I think that's an important thing to note. But if they're higher in the military, and I get the impression from articles that say that, there's more U.S. soldiers committing suicide than are dying on battlefields, then what that says to me is whatever the conditions are that the military has, they're mistreating their soldiers or their property.
I don't think, we're not cut out for some of the stuff that we see, as Americans in their normal daily life. I mean, when they go overseas and see that stuff, I've had several buddies in there. I mean, that post-traumatic, all that stuff is a major issue.
But come back, you can't unsee it. And
that's
very cliche to say, but it changes you as a person forever. Two of my very good friends were over in Desert Storm, and they came back, and they were not the same. They were fundamentally changed, and it was like the people I had known weren't there anymore.
Wow. I
got the internet, and then seeing some of the stuff I've seen on the interwebs, I can't unsee, and that's messed me up. I couldn't imagine going overseas and seeing, real life stuff.
Right.
Real life,
as your government's property.
But that's the issue. I believe, when you sign up, you are government property, so they have their thing. They can do anything they want with you. Like I said, I totally, if a person, I love Schopenhauer and whatnot, but if a man thinks about or a woman thinks about suicide and they contemplate it and they choose it, I see nothing wrong with it. I don't see it as a crime at all.
No, I agree. You make a good point that it is, from that breach of contract, you've signed your life over to them, so how dare you try to take it from them. I mean,
after 4 years and you do it, it should not be an issue. But while you're under the contract, I mean, you signed it, man. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but the problem is the monopoly aspect.
Yeah.
The government's the only organization that is allowed, because the government is the only will only let themselves be the only organization that's allowed to treat treat employees the way they treat soldiers, sailors, Marines, and air people.
Most everybody else can get out of the contracts that they sign. There's usually some sort of exit clause, but not so with the military. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. More coming up. You take control at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.